This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are plenty of lawsuits flying at all times, but did you know that trials are down? I'm talking civil cases. When the American Bar Association gets together for its annual confab in New York next week, they're going to talk about how younger lawyers might get more trial experience at a time that more cases are settled before they ever get to a jury. Sally Herships reports.
I think it's safe to say the last thing anyone wants when they're headed into a courtroom is a lawyer who's never tried a case.
Every surgeon has his first surgery, but the client and the patient doesn't necessarily want it to be them.
Lawrence Pulgrim is a partner at Fenwick & West, a law firm based in San Francisco. He co-authored the ABA's proposal to help new lawyers get more courtroom experience. Young lawyers aren't at a disadvantage only because they're still learning. Pulgrim says some judges may be annoyed by new attorneys stumbling through court proceedings.
And so there's a sense that judges will respond more favorably to senior lawyers, and in some cases that it's more respectful to take a more senior lawyer.
But that preference for experienced trial attorneys means junior lawyers don't have the chance to learn. So what's a novice to do when everyone prefers veterans and firms don't want to spend a lot of money on training? Pulgrim says the new proposal encourages judges to help new lawyers sharpen their skills. He says some judges are already taking action, prodding senior lawyers to give juniors a chance.
If you send a lawyer with, say, less than 5 years' experience, I will schedule a hearing or let it run longer to make sure that younger lawyer gets experience.
The proposal also has a firm suggestion for law firms. Try taking a page from the sports world. Pull out star players every once in a while and give rookies some time on the field. Law schools are also trying to shore up the bench, offering moot trials and helping students get supervised work in real courtrooms. John Cutnow is president of DRI, a National Association of Defense Attorneys. He says classroom education has its limits.
Because no trial I've ever had in the 30-something years that I've been doing this went exactly according to script.
Cutnow says when lawyers don't know how to stand up in front of juries, they become less likely to recommend a jury trial to their clients, even if it's the best option. Greg Hurley is with the National Center for State Courts. He says that reluctance to have a jury trial can have repercussions far beyond the courtroom.
The public learns about the way the justice system works in many ways through participation on juries. And without that experience, they just don't know what happens at the courthouse.
But judges and lawyers do, and that's why Lawrence Pulgrim says he hopes the case for the proposal will be a win. The Bar Association's judicial section, which represents judges, has already endorsed it. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.